Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro, along with my co-host, Leslie Silva, and a dear friend to the Good Life Hawaii family, Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Patrick Henry stated, "I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past." Great leaders are always looking ahead. Great leaders constantly serve others. Great leaders never lose sight of young people. We have two such leaders in our studio today. To me, they are giants. They have achieved so much in athletics at an early age and are now reinvesting their time, their energy, and their skills into the lives of young people, particularly our youth from military families. As usual, as we start our show, I'd like to pause for a moment along with Leslie and Alfredo and our guests and just remind you that the real reason we have the show, the heart of the show, is to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. For you to know how much He loves you, how much He cares about you. He knows every situation, every circumstance that you're in right now. Even in tough times, the Lord is with you more than ever. And we remind you of that today. Brendan Ogbayani and Chris Fuamatu Maafala both graduated from St. Louis School, known for being Hawaii's football powerhouse in this era. Brendan continued at the University of Hawaii, played arena football, and became part of our military service as an Army specialist in artillery. Today, he coaches wide receivers for Mililani High School. And there's a big game coming up. In this hot season of football, there are bigger games every week. Of course, all this has enhanced his leadership and expanded his influence as a husband and father, as a coach and a mentor. He's married to Vicky. He has three children, Toria, Brendan, and Talia. He and his staff have recently been recognized for the 2010 Excellence in Youth Sports Award for the National Alliance for Youth Sports. And they're going to be flying to San Diego, California to receive the award. A key member of his staff is none other than Hawaii's own Chris Fuamatu Maafala. Not only was he a standout at the St. Louis School, but it just kept growing. Standout in his collegiate career and an incredible NFL career, National Football League, with the premier Pittsburgh Steelers and eventually the Jacksonville Jaguars. He played for 7 seasons, and all Hawaii is proud of Chris Fuamatu Maafala. He's married to Adriana, He has a daughter, Elena Tawiai, and his son, Tenari. We are proud to have them in studio with us today. First of all, Brendan and Chris, congratulations on receiving such a prestigious award, and welcome to our show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
It's great. It's a privilege to sit with these guys, just, you know, hearing their stories and their life and how, you know, God has truly blessed them, you know, with the athletic ability. But now they're living at a different level, you know. But first of all, you know, Brendan, where did you grow up? Where did you grow up, and who was the most influential person in your life?
I grew up in Aiea, 1 minute away from the Aiea High School. The biggest influence in my life was my grandma. Naturally, she's Samoan, so she was very strict. But she instilled in me some very important values of being respectful and also just serving God.
Yeah. Wow. Chris, what about you? I mean, you grew up, I think, in Kalihi, right?
And, yes.
Who was the most influential person in your life?
That would have to be my mom. Same thing, you know, she coming from Samoa, first generation in the 50s. It was, you know, we came in, moved right into the housings from Nanakuli, Nakatani housing to Waipahu housing, eventually to Merite housing. So, yeah, she was the most influential.
Wow, sounds like you've been to all the you haven't been to my housing, right? I grew up in Kahumanu housing. But, you know, if you've been to one, you've been to all of them.
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, Brendan, how did you become a Christian? You know, your maybe briefly share with us, you know, your journey in coming to Christ.
Well, I went to Catholic school my whole life. Had a relationship with God. But after high school, you know, I kind of slid back a little, you know, with all the achievements God has given me. If I didn't meet my wife, you know, who kept persisting me to, you know, go to church, you know, she was a big impact on me, and not just knowing God, but also serving Him and also really truly understanding who God is and what His purpose is for me.
You know, it's really wonderful sitting here. I have to make a comment that, you know, the women and your grandma and your mom were influential in your growing up years and planting those seeds that is there. And that's just a really wonderful thing, you know, to hear that there was God's touch in your life from an early age. So, you know, as you were going after high school, you kind of maybe drifted a little bit away. Yeah. And tell us, how did you come back on path?
Well, I think the important thing with having a woman in your life is keeping you grounded and also being humble. And my wife had truly done that for me. Having, you know, getting a scholarship, going to UH, doing the wrong things and not doing the right things. You know, she pointed me in the right direction. And it always takes one who is a big influence on you to make sure that you're walking that right path. And if it wasn't for my wife, I probably wouldn't be sitting in this chair right now.
It's amazing how you're an athlete, you're you know, strong guy, big guy, but it takes a woman to tame that athlete.
Yes.
To tame that lion, right?
A Samoan woman.
More specifically.
Yeah. How about for you, Chris? You know, you played for St. Louis. I mean, just an outstanding career. What was your journey like in your spiritual walk?
My spiritual walk. Let me see. I remember my first experience in church was in a Samoan church when my dad was alive. But when I hit second grade, my father passed away, and we broke away from the Samoan church. We didn't go to church at all. So second grade, and then I think fourth grade it was. My two older brothers assumed the fatherly role. They told us, hey, we're going to go to church. Not going to be a Samoan-speaking church, it's going to be English-speaking church. So we went. So I was just following my older brothers. And then by the time I hit sixth grade, we stopped going again. And my mom, I guess because my brothers were older, so they did what they had to do. But for me and my brother Roy, she made us at least find something around the neighborhood. And there was a church at Central Intermediate. So from Merritt Housing, walking to Central Intermediate wasn't too far. She let us do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started going on our own. And Pastor Cam Ching, he's my pastor from then all the way through high school and college.
Mm.
I just kept going back to church every day. And worked out good for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of what happens and what we're just kind of getting a taste of it right now. It's just, you know, we have two leaders right here, but two different paths, so to speak. But God was at work.
Right.
He was doing something in a bigger plan for what he was going to bring out in the future, which at that time you probably wouldn't have known. A lot of time we don't realize what the future holds or what God has for us. And we just kind of live our lives. But God is an amazing planner, and he orchestrates things in incredible ways because he realized that there were others that were going to need what you have to offer. And that's why when we come back from our break, I'd like to take some time to have you share, Brendan, share how you got into the work that you're doing. How did it become a passion for you? Or was it already a passion that was growing before? And how you got called into it too, Chris, and the difference that is being made. Because, you know, in each of our lives, we go through periods. We go through times and we sometimes don't give it a second thought. We just move along, do what needs to be done. But God is at work. God is moving. Because God is a God of purpose, a God of destiny. He's working in your life too, with purpose and destiny. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host today, Leslie Silva and Alfredo Canencia. We're here with our featured guests, Brendan Agbayani and Chris Fuamatu Ma'afala. Before our break, we're talking about purpose and destiny, and how it relates to us in our everyday lives, even times when we don't realize what God is doing. He's actually at work, moving in our midst, right in our midst. Our guests today have been interacting in the lives of many important families and people, and it's because of where they come from and what they've been through.
Right. You know, God gives us platforms for us to really live a life that will be an example of what it is to be a follower of Christ. And, you know, Brendan, God has given you a platform, being the youth sports director at, Schofield Barracks. You know, how has God used you in a way on that platform to make a difference in people's lives? Especially you were telling me about the youth that you have come from all over the world, and you have a week with them. And what is that all about?
Well, I think the first thing that is important is not the title that you hold, but it's what you serve that title with. You know, and we work with a lot of military families whose fathers are deployed. They're away. Some of them have one child, two childs, you know, and they have the difficulties of transportation from one practice to another, scheduling of games. We come up with a lot of issues, and, you know, when you're there in that office and when they come in, you're seeing them all stressed out and all. You know, you're actually that support right there. You know, and I think if it wasn't for God using me in a way of how to handle that situation, because a lot of people might just brush that off and might not take that seriously, you know. But I think God uses us in a way, puts us in a situation where he knows that the people that he's using can serve that purpose in helping those that need help.
Right. And, you know, Brendan, you know, Danny was talking about it earlier before the break that, you know, somehow it must have been inside of you already, you know, where you really want to help the next generation working with young people. As I hear you talk, I can hear passion coming out of your heart, you know. So, you know, what you're doing and how you got to your job, was it something like a dream job that you're looking at that, you know, you get to actually influence younger kids in sports and different programs?
Definitely, but it's funny how God works. You know, I started off working at FedEx, worked in the prison as a correction officer, but he used each job that I held to be a stepping stone for something that was really my calling, and that was to work with youth. So I just had used each job that I served it passionately, and so when I got into working with the youth, it has enabled me to handle these situations, working in a hostile environment, you know, and coming to working with you, seeing the issues of, you know, seeing people behind bars, you know, and then coming out and seeing people that are free, but actually they're not free,
you know,
because there's a bigger purpose. So, you know, you got to use what God reveals to you and use it wisely and use it, you know, take corrective action on it. So,
you know, when you listen to that, you know, a lot of people who are listening right now might not see order in their life. They don't understand why things happen. Things seem disjointed, out of place. But clearly, you know, God has a purpose, as Danny said, and his hand is always moving. And the key is open obedience. Maybe it doesn't make sense, but you said it so beautifully, you know, the way you explained, Brendan, about how every experience was not for waste. God was able to use something from every place you've been and everything you've done to help today, to do the work that you do today with the children. So that's really awesome.
You know, and you guys do football clinics, and this is where you kind of connect with Chris here. And, you know, Chris, you know, retiring from NFL football, I can imagine, you know, the transition, you know, we hear stories. It's not always easy. Yeah. And, you know, transitioning out of NFL football, tell us a little bit about maybe, you know, what you went through and how maybe you connected with Brandon, you know, in this job now, having a purpose to help younger kids.
Well, you know, you always hear horror stories, you know, about, you know, your teammates will, hey, you heard what happened to, you know, you hear what happened to your former teammate, you know, they just fell off the wagon because of the transitional period. It was just so tough that it was hard on the whole family. Mm. And, you know, hear about the family splitting up. But it for me, I always, you know, that was never my foundation. You know, football was never my foundation. We always put God first in our family.
That's good.
And, you know, my mom, my brothers, you know, I always had that good support system with my family. So when it was time for me to walk away, it wasn't too tough. And then, of course, bumping into my cousin when I got back, he told me about it, this fun job that he had. You know, he could give back to the kids.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I'm all for that because, you know, that's what I always wanted to do, is to come back home, right, give back, especially to the kids in my neighborhood where I grew up, Cali, Camphor, KPT, and... So it was just some great opportunity, and we hooked up. Now we're doing camps together, and you mentioned a platform for God, you know, where we can, you know, spread the word. And I, you know, always try to tell the kids, you know, out there, if you're listening out there, the three things that made me successful: number one, you put God first; number two, you listen to your parents and obey your parents; and then three, you gotta take care of your school. So it's just been God made the transition for me, so. You know, so easy. And but I also tell the kids also that nobody's perfect.
Right,
you know,
right.
I stand before them, tell them, you know, I'm not a perfect guy.
That's important.
So, yeah.
That's important. Hey, because, I just jump in because sometimes we get stuck with trying to be perfect.
Yeah.
And you cannot move forward like that. You know, I mean, it's so tense when you know, you're stuck in that. And then if you fail... Yeah. How do you recover from that? You know, I mean, you can get stuck in failure and never recover, and you can never progress.
Right. And it's so competitive in athletics, too, that, you know, people get set up to compete almost from the get-go.
Right.
And that can cause a lot of stress and a sense of failure when you make a mistake. Yeah.
I mean, don't you feel like part of athletics, especially on the highest levels, a lot of it comes to, I mean, I'm just wondering. I mean, you've been there. You know, but my thought was just when I look at the people that have achieved excellence and greatness, I find that they become masters at recovery.
Yeah.
They bounce back super fast, and they turn the disadvantage into an advantage.
Mm, right.
And it's almost like that's a life skill that you become an expert at,
right,
and it's hard to touch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what from your perspective, what have you seen?
my bad, I just lost.
You know, in terms of the,
You know, when you're going through like the transition, because talking with you, I mean, you're real, you're calm, and you know, so I can imagine some of the stress and the fears,
the distractions. You mean the distractions at that level?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys talking about?
Yeah,
I mean, it's unbelievable, but like. Again, if you do those three things, it's so easy to get distracted. And the more and more you climb you climb towards your goal of being a professional athlete, it gets worse from college and then on to the pros. I mean, women, drugs, it's all there for you.
Mm.
But if you just keep grounded, do those three things where you put God first. And of course, even though you're grown, you still got to listen to mom and dad, you know, because they're only looking out for your best.
Yeah, I think what happened was we make mistakes in life. And, you know, I heard this the speaker said that, you know, in being successful in life, really, mistakes are not optional. They are actually, you need to have mistakes.
And, we are going to fall.
And so when we make mistakes, I think a lot of the younger generation, when they see us and how we, like I think what Danny was alluding to, like, you know, we bounce back from those mistakes. It gives people hope because they realize we're not perfect. But hey, if we make a mistake, we can bounce back
we can still do it
in life. Yeah, my dad, exactly. That kind of said.
Yeah, yeah. And I think God puts us in different seasons. You know, in a season where we're struggling, but it also is a test for us to see if we're ready for the next level.
Mm. Right.
You know, and I think that's important, that that's why we got to go through these failures and mistakes and be not afraid to fail, because, I mean, if Jesus did it, you know, and his walk was even greater than, you know, our walk that we're going on through right now. Mm-hmm. And he's the perfect example of enduring anything mm-hmm. that came his way.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're talking about all of us here, you know, stumbling and falling. What are some of the things you do when you did fall and you made mistakes? What were some of the first steps you took to recover?
It's a good question.
For me, I had told you guys I was going to my church from when I was in the fifth grade mm-hmm. all the way to college. I came back from college. I still went back to church. Mm-hmm. Once I turned pro, I kind of lost focus,
mm-hmm.
lost
mm-hmm.
track of what I was supposed to be doing, and I started to be consumed by the sport.
Yes.
I wasn't focusing on my wife mm-hmm. at the time, and on my wife now. Wasn't focusing on our marriage and the more important things. I was just football, and
yes.
you know, fights. We started to have our fights, and I could feel me and my wife starting to separate, drift apart, mm-hmm. and I knew what I had to do. You know, I knew what I had to do. I just mm-hmm. had to fall on my knees and you know, ask for forgiveness.
Yes,
you know, and then just go back, because it's so easy to get distracted.
Yes,
in any part of life, not just sports. But
yes, and would you say that there's always a point of choice?
Yes,
that you're always given a choice. It's never something that just happens to you, but you're given a choice.
Yes,
that you each have to make.
And I think that's and that's one of the greatest gifts God gave us, was free will.
Mm-hmm.
But it also can be backfiring when you do make the wrong choice.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. we're talking about how to come back. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. you talk about humbling yourself, getting on your knees, but you are in a position now to influence young minds
right.
and young hearts.
Yes.
Many young people that are part of military families, mm-hmm. a special group of young people.
Yes.
I might say even the elite of young people from a very special perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'd like to hear, when we come back, how you teach them some of the lessons that you've learned. How do you teach that to them? How do you teach them about life? So that they can not only cope, but they can thrive. Mm-hmm. Brendan, Chris, when we come back, please share that with us, because I can learn something from you. We can learn something. And something is there for all of us who would listen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host Leslie Silva and Alfredo Canencia, and our featured guests today, Brendan Agbayani and Chris Fuamatu Maafala. The organization that they represent is really reaching out to some very needy, unique, and it's done in a very timely way. But they recently won an award. It's the 2010 Excellence in Youth Sports Award.
Awesome.
It's awarded by the National Alliance for Youth Sports, and it's going to be awarded in San Diego, California. And a big congratulations to them. And you're going to be hearing more about what they do and why they merited such recognition as they have.
You know, Brendan and Chris, working with these young kids from, military homes, and especially, you know, their parents, whether the father or the mother being deployed, you're working with some special kids, and you must see some things out there. And how have you, in your life, you see yourself being used by God, maybe touching some of their lives? But it's more than just the sport, playing the sport or the program, but it's really connecting with these young ones. They're probably crying out for some help.
Exactly. I mean, when we're out there, it's not just teaching about sports, but it's about life, and they correlate with each other, you know. I remember the first year I started at EMR, and I had to coach because there wasn't enough coaches. And I was really nervous because that was my first time working with military kids. And it was halfway through the season, my star quarterback came crying to me. And him and the mom and the dad was going through, you know, some problems and issues, getting ready to divorce. You know, and it kind of caught me off guard because, you know, it's like there are some real issues out there that needs to be addressed. And the way God uses us is, you know, I just, at that moment, you know, my heart went out to him, you know, and I told him that, you know, don't give up on your mom and dad. You know, that you're the one that, you know, you just have to pray that everything's going to work out. You know, I'd always see the mom at practices, the mom at the games. Then, you know, he came back towards the end of the season. I see them both coming.
Wow.
You know, and it touched me because, you know, just saying to him that, you know, don't give up. And, you know, you got to fight, to do your part as their child to, hey, don't give up on your mom and dad, because just you being an influence on them can help the situation out.
Right. Brendan, Chris, you guys, what? What kind of thing, you mentioned the situation right here. What other things do the young people go through?
Just their behavior, you know. And when I worked at Fort Shafter, with the SAS program, the school age kids, you could see the change of one, you know, a kid who used to come in, do his homework, and then be all excited and ready to go to the gym, and then all of a sudden, he's not even doing his homework. He's down there throwing the Legos and doing, you know, you can see them in their behavior. Mm-hmm. But what was a real blessing was I was in charge of the sports. So I would load the kids up in the van, take them down, because the one thing you can do with sports is always you can build character, mm-hmm. you know, with the kids. So whatever activity, you know, if I notice a kid is, you know, he's acting out because of, you know, the situation, you know, you can go up to him and give him, you know, all kinds of different encouragement. Oh, man, that's the shot right there. Oh, nice throw, nice catch. Mm-hmm. You know, just those little things, because you know that you can feel the kid's pain. You know, I'm a parent, so I can't imagine what this guy is going through, you know, being 6, 7 years old. So it is a real blessing that we got this job and we just do what we can to help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And perhaps it's like even a heightened time with the military families, you know, where just being a child in a normal environment, a normal world is challenging enough. But to have to deal, being a child, having to deal with these kinds of stresses that are upon us now with the way the situation is with war and families being kind of torn apart due to this, it has to be hard, you know, for the military kids especially.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's not just the soldiers that needs prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the moms, the kids.
Yes.
You know, and even if you're going from installation to installation, they don't know what they're coming into.
Yes.
You know, but I think, like Chris said, it's a blessing for us because maybe they had a bad experience at Fort Hood. They come here. Our job is try to, you know, make sure that their experience in Hawaii, you know, is a good experience, you know, and we're giving them that support, you know.
Yes.
Are we perfect? No. But we strive, you know, to come to, you know, being excellent, you know, in what we do.
And Brendan, that's so important, you know, to say, you know, no, we're not perfect. None of us are. But that shouldn't stop us from trying to reach out.
Yep.
And you're right, too, that the soldiers are important. The troops are important, but equally important are the families behind them. That support them, that are here, that we have the privilege of supporting in prayer as well. And you have a special privilege and anointing to be able to touch the lives of these children. Mm. So tender.
You know, what do they struggle with particularly? What have you seen?
I think the biggest thing that kids go through nowadays is image.
Mm.
You know, a lot of kids are trying to fit in instead of standing out, you know, trying to see what clique they belong to. We see it with the teenagers in the military, you know. Am I going to hang out with the rockers? Am I going to hang out with the sports kids? You know, you see them struggling, trying to find their own identity, you know. And the thing that they end up doing is following instead of being a leader, you know, because they're still busy trying to fit in.
So how do you guide that?
Making them think, you know, that making the right choices instead of being a follower, be a leader. Like Chris was using sports, you know. If he sees a kid that's struggling, you know, we can easily use sports as a way to make them a leader. Hey, lead the exercise. You know, just the little things he says. Hey, good job, you know. And just those little positive things that he said. And the thing that we try to instill is, like what Chris was saying, is character. Because character does count. You know, it does count in you, you know. And I think if you look at it, you know, your word is your bond and how you present yourself. You know, you can never go wrong if you're trying to follow, you know, and be a good leader out there, you know.
And just doing what Brendan said, just by that little simple thing of letting them take the lead, you know, and to develop all those character building things that comes along with being a leader. You know, it helps them just all around be an all around good person. And hopefully try to fill that void, you know, with parents being deployed and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess a lot of it is just listening to them. Yeah, I mean, maybe they, you know, let them, you know, vent out some of their emotions that they're going through, because I can only imagine what some of them going through where they don't see their father, their mother for a year or 2 years. And you know, and they see other families where the mom and dad is there, so it's really difficult for them. And so, you know, being just coaches or sports director, really, it's like sometimes being like another father figure in their lives to help them in that whole thing. And you know, one of the things that you guys do is so amazing is you put together a football clinic that affect a lot of the military kids, but beyond the military kids. And you know, you guys partner with this. You started. How many years have you been doing this now?
Yes. Last year was our fifth year, right?
Yeah. So it's been growing after every year. And then tell us about what do you guys do, because it's very powerful in how you impact the military kids and beyond that. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because when he was in NFL, we did a clinic at St. Louis High School. You know, like how you say God, his moving hand works. And that's how it came back to us creating a program where we could do an outreach where military kids can meet our local kids. You know, and that's one of our ways of also filling that void, you know, because a lot of military kids, you know, they only challenge against military kids. Mm-hmm. But having to go out there and see local kids and seeing the different language, the pidgin language, you know, looking at them funny.
Thank you for calling it a language, man. We validate pidgin as a language.
Hey, sometimes we get caught.
I used to always think, people say, do you speak another language? And I'm looking for the box that says pidgin, right? Because I'm bilingual. I speak English and pidgin, right?
That's the other box.
Yeah, and then so, you know, I talked to my cousin. I said, hey, you remember what we did at St. Louis? Let's try to form something where we can partnership up with the local high schools, you know. We would go out there, do our flyers. Chris would speak. He would go to Central Intermediate. He would go out. Let the kids know, we'll make a DVD, tell them what we're doing. And, you know, the first year was always the test.
Right.
And, you know, after that, it just, our ultimate goal was to get it at a Lowell Stadium. And we partnership with a Barefoot League, Jackie Booter, you know, who runs a store in Kapahulu. And he got the reservation for a Lowell Stadium. And, you know, the rest is just history. I mean, it was an awesome event. I'll let Chris talk about it, you know, last year.
Oh, last year was just awesome. We had a lot of the, I don't want to say old, we called it, it was called the
old school.
it was the football camp was titled Legends, the Field of Legends.
So, oh, that's
you sweet. Know, we had all the old guys, David Maeva from the University of Hawaii. A couple guys that played at Oregon,
but they all were my age, man.
Oh, boy. You're the old guy, Cap.
We had to Google for that one.
But we had most of the local players, you know, even if they went away to, you know, and played away at college, they came back and they all pitched in. They all came down and, you know, had a camp. It was good for them, too, because, you know, those guys, you know, also did Hawaii proud, yes, you know, by going yes. away and, right, right. And putting us on the map. So I wanted to kind of honor those guys too, the old guys. And then we did have new guys come down, Samson Satele, all the young guys that are playing in the NFL now, Braxton. So it was a good mixture. And then also a couple headliners. So we were looking forward to this coming year. We'll have more.
And when we come back from our break, I want you to tell us, who those headliners are. Tell us about, maybe even you can tell us about some of the legends too, you know. But tell us about what's coming up, you know, in the upcoming clinic, because it's a special thing that you guys are putting on.
Yes.
And you know, to hear that the military kids are mixing with
yes.
the local kids. And,
that's awesome.
I think it's just tremendous exposure, tremendous life experience. When we come back from our break, Brendan, Chris, I want you to share with us. And maybe even share if somebody wants to get involved. How could they participate in that? Let's use this as an opportunity to get the word out, get some information out, how they can connect. We're here with Brendan Akbayani and Chris Fuamatu Maafala. It's been a neat time because it's sharing heart to heart about people we love the most, the young ones. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Leslie Silva, and again, my very, very dear friend, Alfredo Canencia, back in studio
It's great to be here today. Yeah.
So good to have you with us. And we're here with our featured guests, Brendan Akbayani and Chris Fuamatu Maafala. Remind you to connect with us. You can email me, Danny, at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can visit our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org. We've got other programs like this, sports figures, sports leaders. We got leaders in entertainment, politics, business, you name it. I mean, we have a whole glossary of various topics that you can connect with. And this would be a great opportunity also for you to reach out to somebody who might not even know the Lord, might not even go to church, but they're interested in business, they're interested in sports. They can listen into one of the programs, and we have our programs that are available for you to listen to right at our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org. We also like to hear feedback. So you can email me or send prayer requests. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. We have a new resources section up on our website. Leslie Silva's been writing some women's devotionals.
Awesome. That's awesome.
And last word I got, there's a lot of people that are accessing that. And so there's more to come.
Is it just for women? I read it too.
Yeah, no, I do too. But Brendan, Chris, thanks for being with us here. It's a special time today.
You know, we're talking about some legends, old school, actually our age guys, right, Danny? Oh, I'm a little older than you, Danny. Right? What are some of these guys that you get involved in this clinic that, you know, that maybe, you know, they're former NFL players or college players that kind of, you know, help you guys to partner with you folks? Who are some of these guys?
Some of the names we got.
Well, last year we had quite a few. We had Colt Brennan, Devon Bess, Ryan Harline, who was also at Miami. Dolphins, Chris Naole, who had all the years.
Vince Monowai.
Oh, that's Farrington that right there.
We had to get one Farrington for professor coach.
Jesse came down.
Jesse Sapolo.
Jesse came down.
Yeah, that's a legend amazing. Right there.
Yeah,
man.
That's the real legend.
That's a real legend.
That's old school.
Well, that's Farrington too.
Yeah.
But we also had guys, you know, like I was saying, that went away to college and probably didn't make it to the NFL, but put Hawaii on the map. Silila Malepiai, Tupu Alualu, guys like that.
Right.
You know, and you know, with them sharing their testimony to the kids, you know, that nobody's perfect. You know, they had hard times, and you know, look at them now recovering. You know, they're doing good. You know, and giving back to the community. So it's, you know, great story for everybody.
Awesome, yeah. You know, so it's you have it coming up in February. This coming February, the next football clinic. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that. So, you know, maybe someone listening in might want to, you know, be a part of that or, you know, maybe volunteer, you know, just let us know a little bit about that.
Well, the clinic is designed to teach all the basic fundamentals to all the youths, you know, from 7 years old all the way to high school. So they go through different stations and learn, you know, at 45 minutes, you know, to an hour in each station. They rotate to 8 stations. You know, they all go home with a goodie bag, a T-shirt that is sponsored by Barefoot League. We had a National Guard sponsored a big helmets.
Wow.
The kids actually got to run out of the tunnel, out of the helmets. You know, and just, you know, and I think
you know the experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get them to smoke this year.
You know, and I think that's, you know, it's just those little things like that, which makes the clinic even more special.
That's a fine touch, that.
Yeah, you know.
Special touch.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking at break how a word in season to a child can mean so much. And an experience like that is something that they may never have, and it's something that lasts a lifetime, and it can impart a dream in their hearts.
Yeah,
with God, everything is possible.
Everything,
So that's a powerful thing to do.
Yeah, even if it's not sports.
Even
you know,
if
we
it's
we
not
always
sports.
Tell the kids, you know, whatever you guys do, just give it 100%, and it may not be sports, you know, and that's why we always preach school as well.
You know, like working with these kids, and you know, me being a former coach, sometimes you would see a certain kid that maybe remind you of yourself when you were that age, and I don't know, for me, I had like a real special compassion to really help those people. I'm sure, Chris, you know, you probably see some of those kids, and how does that feel? What goes through your mind when you experience that?
Well, I see 20 of them because I sponsor 20 of them every time from Cali.
Oh.
So when they come down, you know, they come down with their slippers, and you know, they don't have the right shoes, you know, that was me, you know, and it's good for them to have an opportunity, because like me and Brendan always talk about, we never had this opportunity to participate in a camp or any type of something organized like this. So it's great for those kids to see that and then have that experience and then, you know, just take it from there.
Mm-hmm. It's an awesome thing to see. We're talking about how you have come full circle. You were once the child. You were once the child, and now you're the mentor and the coach.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's wonderful how God can use you that way.
But, you know, I've said before, you know, we have good men right here. Behind every good man is a great woman.
Yes.
Tell us about your wives. Tell us about your families.
Me? Oh, okay. My wife, I met her in high school. She's from Waianae. So, you know, she got the titter action. But we dated through high school and college. We did the long-distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We got married when I got to Pittsburgh. first and last girlfriend. Now we got three beautiful kids. She's always been, her roots are always, you know, God first as well. Mm-hmm. You know, when I met her, she's she goes to a Samoan speaking church out in Waianae, and you know, it's great because, you know, of course, on top of, besides, you know, God being first at the church, you know, my kids get to still learn the culture. You know, they get to learn how, you know, keep the language. Mm-hmm. You know, something daddy didn't do when I was growing up. So get to pass that on to my children as well. But my wife has been a great supporting system for me, you know, going through college and then also to the NFL. You know, and that, and she's a big reason why I lasted that long in the NFL. Because I think if I was on my own, I don't know, might have been short.
Yes. How about you, Brandon?
I met my wife in college. She was working in the athletic department. And ever since I met her, like Chris said, like even with his wife, my wife is a great support. Her love for God is just 100% all the way. She even keeps me grounded each time that, you know, that if I'm slipping or if I know that I'm not focused, she's always there to let me know, remind me, you know, that God is always here for us, that he's his presence is here, and the things that we do, it's not by accident, but he has a purpose for us.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Brendan and Chris, we've been with some very special leaders today, and by being with you. And so I just want to thank you for being with us, and also remind our listeners to stay tuned for programs like these. Go to our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a scripture for today, John 14:12. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been here with Brendan Agbayani and Chris Fuamatu Maafala. Until next time, along with my co-host Alfredo Canencia, Leslie Silva, and our technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.